Okay, everybody, welcome back to another edition of Dose of Reality Radio. I'm your host, as always, Brian Stavely. I'm here today. I'm joined by Justin Cook. Justin, how you doing out there tonight, bud? Justin.
Again. Yeah, no, I was just posting somewhere. Yeah, no, I'm here. How you doing, Bri? How was your weekend?
Weekend was pretty good. I went and played baseball with my son the last couple day at the park. Got a little bit of sun, a little bit of sunburn on my face. I'm actually a little sore from just from catching some balls for him. Getting to be an old
I
man.
hear that.
But
I hear you, man.
yeah, the weekend's
Last
been
week
pretty good.
last week I did the same thing. I was just, throwing the ball around my nephews, and I'm sore after, after a couple hours. And I'm, I never believed these people. They said when you're 30 years old, you feel, like you're 50. But I don't know.
Oh yeah, man! I was cutting them off at about 40 throws because I didn't want to throw 45 throws.
Wow. I think we both got to get our lame asses in the gym, especially myself here. But
I was a decent baseball player, but I always had a terrible arm. I mean, I had a bad arm. Like I could probably throw 65 tops. So I was
you're a
never known
Johnny
for my
Damon.
arm. I was a good second baseman, good with the glove, good with the running and the hitting, but I couldn't throw for crap, dude. I
Yeah,
couldn't throw for crap.
I was a sure, But I didn't play high school or nothing like that. I was football and wrestling. But I don't know. Let's get into what we came to talk about tonight.
All right, well, obviously last week, for anybody that listened, we had Simon Shack on from September Clues. We went through a lot of stuff. I did feel the show was a little shorter than I wanted to go. I was a little under the weather myself too, or I probably would have stayed on for maybe another hour or so. There was some pretty big areas that we never really got into, and there were a few things I wanted to clarify and just I know I wanted to give you just straight out my opinion on what went down on that day, and I'm pretty sure that Justin probably wants to give you his opinion on that. And we're not going to spend all night on the 9/11 stuff. We'll probably spend about a half hour on it, maybe take a couple calls, and then we got a few new things that we want to get into tonight too. Anything you wanted to start with, Justin, or?
No, I just want to say one thing. I don't want to what do you call it? Pull your thunder here, but I think that a lot of the things that people, I just want to say first and foremost how big of a deal Building 7 is and everything else. But I think that when people, just concentrate on Building 7, and don't get me wrong, it's a good cause, but here again, if you we know there is media fakery. So again, if we can just tie the media in, as they we know they're tied into this, again, that would blow down the. Could you imagine if everyone that knew that 9/11 was an inside job, say maybe 15%, 20%, if we're lucky? Could you believe if all those people knew to the depths of what really happened? Could you imagine the backlash at the media?
Well,
I
that's the
think that it
thing.
would.
That's the big thing. That's why the no plane was line drawn in the sand. That's why people like Alex Jones, Dylan Avery, all these so-called 9/11 truth groups won't talk about September Clues. They won't talk about no planes. You're literally banned from talking on their forums about it. They don't want you to do anything that's going to lead you to the media fakery because when it comes down to it, guys, that is their big agenda. They're going to use this media fakery for the next 50, 100, 200, 500 years. They've been doing it ever since they've given you televisions. They don't want you figuring out that they're lying to you this much. They'd rather have you believe that it's incompetent government air defenses than the media complicity. Think about that. They'd rather have you terrified and thinking your nation can't defend you than to have you point the finger at the media and not trust what the media is putting on the TV, right?
Yeah, or on the other hand, even if you're buying the other thing, just on the other on the other hand, they don't want to show how deeply the media is involved. And I think, like you said, that yeah, to the 80% of Americans that still believe it was done by Muslims, which I know you wanted to get into a little bit on that later. But to those people, it's just. you know, okay, fine. But then the other 20%, it's I think that, you know, yeah, we realize the media is fake, but, you know, if they're protecting them, then that means they're protecting their future endeavors. They're protecting the next moon landing hoax. They're protecting the next 9/11. Or,
well, it's not even the next this and the next that. It's just nonstop. It's a never-ending cycle.
Yeah.
It's not like the CIA is coming through every few years to the media and saying, this is what you're going to do. They're right. Straight up embedded through and through. They are one. The military, the media, the CIA, it's all part of right. one operation. And they know how powerful the imagery is. And the imagery is powerful. I mean, for 10 years. And even after this conversation tonight, many of you might not believe what we're saying. But for 10 years now, they fooled us with this fake imagery.
Right.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing real quick. I just wanted to get into it. And I mean, what Brian's talking about. Now, you have guys like Anderson Cooper who actually did a year. He actually went to CIA school and everything and then decided he wanted to be a journalist. Now, that's just funny to me. You know, obviously, he's from the Vanderbilt bloodline, of course. Now, another thing, you know, this is called Operation Mockingbird. And that was the CIA was to infiltrate all the mainstream media and otherwise, even alternative media, with personalities like that. And look, Zbigniew Brzezinski's daughter, Mika Brzezinski, there's another example. Her father's one of the biggest globalists in the world, you know, and obviously, you know, he's the you know, one of the founders of the Trilateral Commission, and yet his daughter is telling you the news at night, you know? So, I mean, it goes so deep, that I think it's, you know, it's just crazy, but you know, that's just my two cents on that. You know, the Mockingbird angle though, and groups like the, Council for National Policy and, you know, so many, you know, on both sides of the aisle, the Soros groups, the, you know, the other, you know, right groups, they're all complicit.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, this whole thing, it's really hard for a lot of people to understand about the whole 9/11 thing. And I know maybe some of the things when we had Simon on talking about it and some of the people just weren't getting it. And it's just, it gets to a point, guys, where you have to get down to a certain point of research. And you have to put a certain amount of time in. You can't expect to be noticing trees out of position and light posts out of position and shadows facing wrong ways when you haven't even gotten past the 15th layer of the onion yet. We're talking about the 50th layer of the onion. You understand what I'm saying? This isn't an easy thing to do. And, you know, I've come on here and I've said a lot of things, and pretty much most of the things that I've said about 9/11 still hold to be true as far as I know. But I didn't realize how far the whole CGI thing went myself. I was under the impression that the CGI collapse footages were CGI, many of them, if not all of them. It took me the last few months to realize that. I really had no idea about the crowd, which is weird because I had seen September Clues a long time ago, and they had a couple of these simulated sceneries in there. Do you remember, Justin?
Yeah.
And I just thought nothing of it because I was so focused on the second plane. You know what I mean? I thought maybe it was just like a random thing. I didn't think that it was in all the software. But now as I'm going through all the threads and all the photos, guys, the buildings don't even match up. The buildings from Manhattan, I mean, it's not even the same buildings that they show on TV. I mean, they're not even the same color. There'll be rows of windows missing, and this is all over the place. Now, I'm not saying there's not any real imagery from in northern Manhattan, maybe outside of the big, big, big debris zone, maybe like up further, like maybe where Rick Leventhal was, and even more further north. They could have had some actors and some street interviews in a dusty area, given some legit interviews. But as far as everything that was around the towers, I am convinced now that that was just absolutely computer-generated. Nobody was around those towers, and we do not have any real video of that collapse. And I know the people that have been studying this for 10 years, it sounds insane. Just think about what I'm saying. Go back and have an open mind. Look at your collapse footage. Look for things around it, like the black edges that are masked around it, or just all the inconsistencies where they'll collapse to the left or they'll collapse to the right in a different video, or in one video they'll be in the shade, in another video they'll be in the dark. Go ahead, Justin.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, one thing too is a lot of people would say, well, how is this possible? How do we know that no amateurs took video or whatever? And the thing that we know it's possible by is there's things called jammers, and that's what you would do. You would have all the ones that you wanted to be quote in on it
EMP.
on the
Any
same.
anybody that's ever played a war game knows what an EMP game is. An
Right.
EMP.
Right. Well, the jammer. I mean, you would it's the same type of thing. But you would even just set it on a different frequency, and whatever's not in that frequency wouldn't be, you know, a lot. I guess that would be a form of EMP, I guess. Yeah. So, you know, say it's not it's very simple. Anyone can go. You can buy one off the internet right now. You know that. I mean, the FBI might wonder what you want it for, but you know, you can. You know, they're listed all over the place. So I mean. Yeah, that's one thing I just wanted to add, because I mean, I noticed it's a question I see a lot, you know. Yeah, get back into what you were saying though. But that's one, you know, one way. And the other thing is, obviously, they would have to seal off all of downtown, which would be the main thing, so that as to make sure.
And here's the thing: they sealed, guys. This is what they did, okay? They sealed off really close around the trade centers, okay? Probably a few minutes, maybe a half hour before the first plane strike, something not too noticeable, you know, maybe a few minutes before. We do know FEMA was in town the night before, at least, you know, unless that's just another bullshit story. I mean, it's kind of hard to tell with these damn stories. But we can assume that they had people in place that morning, no matter what the story was, okay? They had people in place that morning. If you really look at the logistics of Manhattan, I understand it's a wide island. But you really only got to seal off one border. You don't let anybody any south of that. You can do some real street interviews to the north of that. It's going to be a little dusty from whatever the hell's going on. You can interview real witnesses, people that might have witnessed something, like a bunch of smoke, something from real far away. And then if you don't like what they say, you just don't put their interviews on the news, and you just put the interviews of all the stage people you had beyond the secure area. And then inside the secure area, the extra secure area, where none of these media people are allowed, that's where all the computer-generated people are entered. Now, I know that sounds crazy if anybody's never heard this before. I beg you guys to go to the September Clues site and just look at some of the imagery analysis folders, okay? And just look at some of the synthetic crowds. It's stuff you can't deny, guys. I mean, you can see through people. You have people running through people. It's just absolutely bad virtual reality software. And it's all over 9/11. There's no excuse for it. And besides just the people, they screw themselves with the perspectives. And what Simon was trying to say last week is that in 2010, they re-released all these new videos from NIST, okay? ABC supposedly got a FOIA on NIST. They re-released all these old videos. All they did is re-rendered them to give them better graphics. But what they did by giving them better graphics is the little indiscrepancies that were going on in the background where you could match up where things are out of place. It just made it way easier to do. And it's all over the place. Just like months and months ago, me and Justin were looking at Ground Zero photos. This is long before we knew this was all CGI, but we knew there were some things going on with Ground Zero. Remember, we knew there was some photoshopping going on.
Right.
It's like that, and you just see things that are not lining up. And then that's like with the second plane. You know how the second plane just melts into the tower?
Yeah, of course.
The
The you
reason
know
they
it.
did that is because if they had it break apart, they'd have to get that perspective the same on all 45 amateur videos. They'd have to
Well,
have every single one of those broken pieces fall into the street looking the same from every single angle. You understand?
right, and also too, that would kill their whole myth of the plane hitting, bouncing off, and still bringing down, you know, two planes, three built. You know what I mean? So I think that would obviously be another reason for that too. A lot, you know,
Yeah.
but yeah.
And anybody that's listening that thinks this is crazy, listen, I took a long time to come to this. But you gotta understand, when you're watching the Judy Wood video, okay, You see the steel spire disappear. Just think, man. Just think Hollywood. Haven't you ever seen stuff like that? That's all that is. Stop believing the TV, man. It was there to deceive you. All you're looking at is a special effect. You're not looking at evidence of a weapon that you don't even know exists. And even if that weapon does exist, which I tend to do think they might have them, do you think it's so strong that it can evaporate all the contents inside two of the biggest buildings in the world? And you think that's the logical explanation to what happened? How about they drop the smoke screen? Took control of the airwaves and knocks build down some buildings totally against code. Is that insane? It's not really that insane at all. You know, it's not. And I know it's hard to believe. And I don't expect anybody to believe it overnight. But here's the thing, Justin. You know, the more and more you look at it, you don't get turned the other way. Because it's real. It's there. It's everywhere. Now, I'm not going to just go out on a limb and say everything's CGI because I need to see and I need to be sure. But I do know anything we saw of a plane was CGI. Anything of a plane hitting a tower was CGI. Anything of a tower burning was CGI. Tower collapsing was CGI. Any street scenes under the dust cloud was CGI. Now, as far as some street scenes farther up in Manhattan, I think there could have been some real street scenes with actors. That's about where I'm drawing the line with that. People can think what they want, but if you go do the research, it's there. You got simulated crowds running through each other as ghosts. Right?
Yeah, it's something like that when you see someone's arm just disappear when it goes, you know, just morphs through somebody.
It doesn't do that in real video.
Yeah, it's just bad stuff, you know. I mean, some of it, you know, again too, you also want to wonder is why didn't we see pictures of the evacuations of the towers? You know,
exactly. That would be the most dramatic shot in the history of the fucking whole century.
That's Pulitzer right there, man.
3,000 people died and 47,000 people made it out of the World Trade Center. Look at this, yada, 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 yada. And they don't have it. And you know why they don't have it and why they never even staged that? Because they never even had close enough people in there to stage it. Because the occupancy was so low for so long. Exactly. Getting 47,000 people in the Trade Center to do that is a pretty big deal. You know, and that's something we didn't really talk about that much because we kind of ran out of time and we got into some more of the important stuff is the occupancy of the towers, guys. You know, the whole occupancy of the Twin Towers was a myth. And I know it's hard to understand because these myths are so embedded in you. They're embedded in your childhood. They're embedded in what you learned in school. They're embedded in what your parents told you. They're embedded in plaques you read, in books you've read, in documentaries you've seen, the 50,000 people working in these office skyscrapers. They're myths. I'm not out here to tell you that the tower was hollow and nobody ever worked in there. Don't get that idea from me at all. That is not what I'm trying to tell you. What I'm trying to tell you is there are absolutely sections of floors in that building that were not completed and were hollowed out. You know, maybe not 50% of the building, but a good chunk of it, and in different spots, especially the impact zone, which, you know, you find convenient because I think they may have set off an explosion there. Justin, what's your opinion on that?
I think they did some type of explosion just in case, you know, because just in case somebody...
I did because of the Chopper 4 video. Because of the Chopper 4 video. You know what that is?
Yep, I think that just in case and you know anyone cause, and why not? You know, why wouldn't you?
For the New Jersey, you know, people, right?
Exactly. Say anyone's watching from across the water or whatever. You know,
makes
you
perfect
want
sense.
You want to see something, so at least you know people can and you know what? Everyone's gonna say, "Hey, I turned my head."
Everyone's gonna say they saw the plane.
Right.
Everyone's gonna say it.
And just seeing the explosion is enough. Hey, maybe they made two or three explosions. You know, maybe they did something to make sure everybody got it in their head so they could, you know, say that. I just I think that that would be the best way to do it. I don't see...
and I tend to think that there is one real helicopter shot from that day, but I'm not sure. But there's that live shot before helicopter shot where it shows the left tower during the day live, and it just shows the explosion. And then in the evening news, it shows the plane hitting it with the explosion, but the backdrop is gone. And that's why that makes me think that might be the only real chopper shot of that day. And I'm still doubting that.
Well, here's the thing, right? They could have taken chopper shots that they actually got that day and manipulated them later, too.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, it, there's a lot of touch and go with this. But, I mean, what we're saying here is that because of the fact of the SSDI, because of the fact of the building occupancy report, because of the fact that we have all these discrepancies with video that should not be discrepancies, that should, you know, if this was legit, they should all look the same. You know, they should, it shouldn't be one has, a totally black gray background, and you know, from the same angle, not like it's a, you know, we shouldn't see the shadows just stopping. Brian, the picture you posted the other day, we're not going to get into the moon landing today, but we're going to talk about it next week, I believe. But you know, that is exactly, I believe, what they did with the moon landing hoax. Is they shot the foreground, and then they just hoaxed the background. You know, in other words, the foreground is real. On a set, and then they just plug in the background, and that's all they
do. That's what I thought for a very long time with the remember the Collapse 2 video I showed you where Tower 7 disappeared and the other video is in the foreground?
Right.
That's exactly what I thought that was, video in the foreground, CGI in the background. But yeah. Now I am seeing so many street scenes with the people running, and everything around them looks like they're in a city, but it's really CGI, and it's unbelievable, guys. And the normal research is never going to notice it. You're going to brush it off as disinfo, but if you're going to put the extra time in and you really want to know about 9/11, and you put the extra time in, take some real pictures of New York. They're not hard to get offline. And compare some of these buildings to some of these images from these 9/11 videos. Look how washed out they are. They're not even the same color buildings. How did WTC-7 become this white, washed out building when it's this reddish brick ground building? You know? You can't just ignore things like these. But people do, and it drives me nuts. It drives me nuts that people just ignore things like these. These are the things that can't be ignored. They can't be.
Yeah, it's been too long. I agree. I think that the main thing here is, you know, it's just as long as you're saying, hey, you know, yes, there was some time, you know, we could all be in agreement. You know, you don't have to agree with everything that me and Brian say, and even me and him, we may differ on a couple things. You know, it's everybody's getting their own, getting their own feeling from watching it, but. You know, there's just too much wrong to say that any of that footage should be considered historic or anything. It's, you know, it's almost all doctored. Trying to think, did you want to get into the trolls thing, or did you want to touch more on this?
Yeah, I want to just give me another 10 minutes with this.
Sure,
and we'll get into the trolls thing. You know, I posted a video, guys. If you just scroll down the tiniest bit underneath the chat, right to where the comments is, the first video I posted, if you check it out, it shows you how easy it is for them to make these photorealistic 3D environments and just drop people in any way they want, keep changing the background on it, keep changing the scenery, and I mean, it's really telling. And then it shows you how they easily do some of this face morph software. And I know some of this stuff sounds deep, but we're not wrong. Don't just say I'm wrong and dismiss it. Come try and prove us wrong. If you can prove us wrong once, walk away from it then. Walk away from it. But come look at some of these pictures that I post up, when you see me post on Facebook. Come and try to prove the shadows wrong, or prove how these things make sense. They don't make sense. There's buildings that are rendering like a video game. As the video's moving, you can see a building rendering in front of you like a graphic. It's unbelievable. It's unfathomable that people can believe it's video. But they do. They do believe it's video. And this is the official 9/11 video. This is what they gave us. They made a whole movie ahead of time. And look what they've done. I mean, they've used it for so many agendas. And it's unbelievable. You guys really need to check into some more. You really do. And I know a lot of, for a long time, a lot of people have tried to steer everybody away from this. Okay? Long before I got here, they tried to steer everybody away from this. I do want to get into the trolls a little bit right here. You know, there's a lot of trolls that they put out on the internet. And, you know, I'm still young at this, and I know there's been big things before. I know there's been JFK. There's been the moon hoax. There's been, you know, whatever else, some of the other big events, the Holocaust, okay? So there's been things of 9/11's level, I'm sure. And these same type of trolls are still out here, and they're out here to discredit the real researchers. You'll see them, guys. You'll see them come on the forums and attack us. They'll never talk about the evidence, ever. They'll always just try to attack your character, or they'll try to use things like the victims or this or that, and how could you talk about this? When you're going to research something, you need to be able to ask all the tough questions. That's it. It doesn't matter. It's not about being disrespectful. If my family died, and I knew that there were thousands of death fakes, whether I thought my family died for real or not, if I knew that there were hundreds or thousands of death fakes, do you think I'm going to call up Simon Shack and chew him out and say, how dare you look at the fake deaths? No! I'm going to hope my brother's one of those fake deaths. Let's go find him. Right?
Well, I think the other thing here is, if not, you're going to bring up some, you know, you're going to produce every picture you can find to say, hey, my brother really is dead. You know, that's what I think you would do. And that's what I would do in that case. If I thought somebody was actually, say it happened to me, you know, and someone I knew died, I would say, hey, you know, that's my friend or so-and-so. And, you know, I can get you more pictures than are just on Google, you know, the two or three, mirrored pictures or, you know, Photoshop pictures or whatever.
Yeah.
That's what I think, you know, people would.
Yeah. And that's what they should do. And you know what they didn't do yesterday? This woman continued to attack me. Tell me how disrespectful I was. Tell me how I don't give a shit about the victims. Yada, yada, yada. So you know what I did. Oh, well, you know, what was your friend's name? Not even to be rude. So I could be like, oh, you mean from this tower or from this airplane? Yada, 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 you know? Wouldn't even tell me. And I asked like six different times. I'm not going to disrespect my friend by telling you their name. So I'm like, so you can swear at me in 95 threads here, but you still can't tell me this person's name? I mean, you could have just looked at like the compensation list and came up with a name by now. You know what I mean? And then a whole day went by and these same trolls came on, attacked me. Still haven't got the name. It's always people saying, oh, the victims' families, you're going to disrespect them, yada, yada, yada. Did you guys ever notice it's never the victims' families? Have you ever seen a victim's family upset at me once? I haven't seen it happen. I talk a lot of shit on Facebook, all over the place, all over the internet. Thousands of people hear it. I'm no big star, but thousands of people hear it. It gets around. I live near Boston. Lots of people died from here. Do you ever notice that none of them are so furious and want to talk about this? You're damn right they don't want to talk about it. They want to continue to live the lie. It's been a big 9/11 has been a big hoax, a big money-making scheme, embezzlement. All the families involved are taken care of so well, and they have this cash cow that's going to go on forever. And we need to expose the media. We need to expose them starting at the bottom. That's what we need to do, Justin.
I agree.
That's what we need to do. Guys, we're going to take a quick 3-minute break. Stick right with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to Real News Radio. Actually, you're listening to Dose of Reality. Brian Stavely, Justin Cook. Thank you for sticking with us during that brief break. You're listening to Dose of Reality with Brian Stavely and Justin Cook. Justin, where do you want to go from here, buddy? I know you wanted to, talk about a little bit about Stanley Kubrick, maybe? Or...
Yeah, sure. The thing about Stanley Kubrick...
Let's start back at the beginning, because I am a total noob to this, and I'm sure a few listeners are too. So what do we got?
Well, Stanley Kubrick, obviously, he was a well-known director. He did such films as Space Odyssey 2001, Clockwork Orange, Full Metal Jacket, Eyes Wide Shut, Doctor Strangelove. It seems, you know, and it seems like he along the way put a lot of the a lot of hints and stuff into his different movies. But going back into it, you know, it seems that Kubrick, you know, when you look at him, he was a very big occultist. He was an alchemist. He was into possibly OTO. I can't verify that, although I do see a lot of similarities in what he's, you know, what he's dealing with. And of course, a lot of the entertainment business is Ordo Templi Orientis, which is Crowley's cult. You know, but the whole thing about him is he was, you know, in what you would call a Saturn death cult. Now, which is pretty much what the Illuminati believes, you know, or whatever you want to call them, the elite. It's pretty much just believes that that Saturn was the original sun, you know, which is how it's portrayed in mythology, where it was fixed in the heavens at Earth's celestial north, from where it is watched over the ancients like the all-seeing eye of God, you know. So, I mean, here's the thing. The guy was no dummy. He knew what was going on. He put a lot of hints in his movies. Of course, Dr. Strangelove was during the nuclear times and during the Cold War and whatnot. You know, and tell you the truth, that's actually one of his films I have not seen. So I'm not going to get into that, because I have to see it first. And the rest of his movies are definitely worth a watch. You know, then you got like a Clockwork Orange, which is just total violence and rape. It just it's kind of like I don't know how you would say it. It's just showing like kind of the contempt that the you know, it's pretty much making a regular guy kind of have the contempt for people that, you know, that they have, in other words. You know, so, I mean, there's a lot of other stuff, too. You know, and then he gets into, Full Metal Jacket, which is, of course, about, you know, Marine brainwashing during the times of Vietnam. You know, in it you see Private Pyle ends up blowing his head off and killing his drill sergeant. You know, he was very realistic with his movies, and I think he, you know, the only one people have a lot of trouble with. And now, all right, here's the thing. Actually, before I get into Eyes Wide Shut, Space Odyssey 2001. If you look at that, you'll see exactly how they filmed the Apollo moon landing. We're gonna get into the whole Apollo moon landing next week, but. You know, the whole thing about Space Odyssey 2001 is supposedly he wanted to do it on Saturn. They had trouble replicating the rings of Saturn, so they chose to make it Jupiter in the movie. You know, so I mean that was one thing. You know, and I think also the occultists didn't want him exposing too much as far as, you know, what they actually believed and whatnot. And you know, it's definitely a, you know, a must see movie. I mean, I think that, you know, you should know what you're getting into whenever you're watching these occult movies, though. I mean, and you know, kind of look out for them. You know, I mean, they're not the boogeyman, but again, you know, it's something that, you know, you should just have an eye open to what they're trying to subject you to. You know, and that's the thing. If you're not up on a lot of these things, or if you're prone to fear or whatever, then, you know. May not be the, you know, the best thing for, well, that's not really a fair movie, but you know what I mean, with Clockwork Orange or even Full Metal Jacket or something. Eyes Wide Shut, however, is another story. Eyes Wide Shut, he totally You know, he put out there, it's about a guy that walks into one of these you know, ritual orgies that's going on, you know, in the you know, very, very rich, I believe it's Manhattan culture. And you know, this has been going on for a long time. You know, they have these sex orgies and everything. And then after that, it's like you know, the whole movie is very, very odd. You know, when I saw it when I was younger, I had no idea what the hell I was watching. I just remember being, you know, because, you know, right when the movie starts, you see Nicole Kidman naked. You know, so I mean, yeah. It's like right there, he shows you. It's like, okay, if you came here to watch a titty shot, you know, here's the whole thing right here, full frontal. All right, now let's watch the movie type thing. And it's very graphic, but it's very cult. Now, the thing about that is he was killed, or he died 3 days before that movie came out. You know, and many people believe that, you know, he was killed because he put too much in there. He showed too much. You know, and because of the clues in his movie, you know, it's pretty much universally accepted, I believe, that he was the one that they NASA contracted to do the moon landing hoax. You know, and it's just like, you know, he was doing the type of thing by putting certain things in his movies. And, you know, that's, it makes you wonder if he was just, you know, not really predictive program, but kind of like, you know, bragging to people about it. You know, either way it is, I still think, I don't know what you would say about how much of the population actually believes in the Apollo moon landing or not, but
I think a lot of people still do, man.
I think so too. I think that it's a lot. It's weird. The thing is, you're not going to find everybody in the 9/11 truth community or whatever that believes in it, but you're going to have some older people that looked at it back then and then just probably went off to something else and, you know, believe it was fake too. But, you know, he tried a bunch of different methods on it, and then he settled for, you know, actually, I'll throw the link up in the chat for you guys, because it pretty much shows, you know, shows what he did, what I'm talking about with the foreground layering, you know, and it just totally makes it totally clear that, and these pictures are coming from NASA. These are not, you know, these are not pictures that anyone has altered or anything. You know, you can check these out. Let me put this in the chat. Hold on a second. Yeah, so I mean, that's pretty much Kubrick for you. You know, he was, you know, an insider. You know, he was linked to Polanski as well. You know, a lot of these directors and whatnot. You know, they are friends, and they are in the occult business together and whatever. And that's how Hollywood is run. And you know, so I mean, you know, anytime you're dealing with the media or Hollywood, you know, expect to be fooled with. You know, or even in real events, you know, we see them coming out. Well,
and that's what people aren't understanding, man. People are thinking they're seeing real events. And guys, the news is not real events. The news is Hollywood. There's no more line in between of news, reality, and Hollywood. I mean, there is more news fabricated now than is actually reported on. Think about it.
Right.
They actually literally write a script and go and act out a news scene more than they go out to a field and report on one. That's not an exaggeration.
There's no such thing as investigative reporting in any type of mainstream media anymore, unless it's something that they want to out. And that's the whole thing. You know, like, for example, every couple of years, you know, like the pink slime, I think, was a good example of them just, I think it was them just showing that, trying to show that they do care what we eat or drink, you know, and going and the media went and put a big, you know, a big thing on it to make sure that, you know, this company would stop making it. But on the other hand, you know, the same people that allow that also allow the fluoride in our water and, you know, GMOs and everything else, you know. So, I mean, it's nothing. They're not a hero, and neither is the media for exposing it.
No. You know, not to get back on the 9/11 thing all the time, but, it's the biggest thing of my time, and it's what's woke me up and what's make me want to research. And it's honestly, it's taken a lot out of me. It's every day, guys, and I'm sure it is for a lot of you guys out there. It's 5 hours a day, or it's 10 hours a day, or it's 12 hours a day. But you know what? Once we can get enough people in this country to realize that this biggest event that we thought ever happened in our lives and totally changed the morals of what this nation stood for and went and murdered a bunch of other people, and we can get people to realize that, I think we can really get people to never trust the fucking media again. I
hear you.
And I think that's the most important thing, because the media has such a control on everything that we do. All they have to say is boo, and people react a certain way. I mean, they could sell you a piece of shit sneaker, but tell you because there's a big crowd outside, everybody will buy it, you know?
Right. Totally.
It's ridiculous. And I don't know. The thing that bothers me is that people are so scared about what other people are going to think that they won't even look at something. I'm not asking you to look at something stupid. I'm not asking you to look at a cartoon. I'm not asking you to look at a porno. I'm asking you to look at a plane going into a building and tell me if it looks right. I mean, can your mind process that? I would have thought a fourth grader could process that. You know what I mean?
Well, you know what's funny is earlier I was looking in a thread, and this is just, you know, talking about the, you know, the no plane issue. And someone was saying that, you know, the wings, which of course are made of aluminum, aluminum or titanium? I think it's aluminum.
Aluminum, the engine titanium.
Yeah, right, okay, yeah, these aluminum wings, you know, were able to slice through these, you know, outside columns, which is just insane, you know, like butter, like it did, and they were saying it had enough energy to do so, you know, and that's where I think it really just it. If you look at it, I mean, and here's the thing: there's a lot of people out there that are with this, but it's just it's become so alienated that nobody wants to say, you know, hey, I believe no planes hit the World Trade Center. It's become
that
bad.
Why are they so scared to say it? I don't get it, man. As soon as I knew, I wanted to talk about it. How could you not? As soon as I knew, I told my friends that I knew. Look at, there wasn't even a plane that hit that building. I know for a fact. Look at this. This is fake. Why do you want to go on living a lie talking about a plane hitting a building when you know one didn't? I don't get it.
Well, you know, here's the thing is, you know, just like we said before, is you had these guys like Nico Hout, Webb Ferry, you know, along with Ace Baker and these people that, you know, have pulled these idiotic stunts before.
Yeah, I'm going to play one too while you're talking. Keep talking.
And they've totally... you know, made anybody that probably would have looked into it back in 05, 06, you know, which is when I started really researching 9/11. And it pushed me away, you know, even because I remember back then I didn't know Ace Baker or Webb Ferry, but I did know of Nico Hout. You know, and I looked into his stuff and whatnot, and I was pushed away from it just from watching a video where he's, you know, making a fool of himself down at Ground Zero, you know. So I mean, it really, you know, they did a good job. And Nico,
that's how smart they are. The government's smart. They know if the truth is going to come out somehow. All right. I mean, there's thousands of people. The truth's going to come out somewhere. They might as well be the ones to let it out. And when they let it out, they let it out with the craziest people you could imagine. I wish this was a live stream so I could show you guys Nico Haupt, but I got a couple clips right here that I'm going to play real quick. I got a two-minute Ace Baker clip that you guys got to hear, okay? First, the history. Justin, why don't you tell the history? Tell them about when Nico Haupt came, then tell them how the Web Theory came, then tell them how Ace Baker came. Then I'm going to play a couple quick clips.
Well, yeah, I was going to say about Nico Haupt was, you know, the whole thing is you can look him up. He's on the IMDb. The guy's actually a real actor. You know, I don't know. I believe he's only done a couple things. But, you know, tell you the truth, like I said, I wasn't too, you know, familiar with their work, you know, more so than Nico's. But, you know, as I look back at it, I just see now, you know, what was going on. I did see Ace Baker's film a few years ago, and I thought it was okay. But, you know, again, it was something that you know, people had always said, you know, it's disinfo, it's whatever. And, you know, like Simon said last week, you know, he ended up pretty much biting off his whole movie. you know, and pretty much claiming certain things. And of course, then he went on Fetzer's show and actually said he was going to kill himself. So I mean, you know, it's just, you know, idiotic. You know, that'd be like Mir Bryan, you know, getting an invite onto, you know, any one of these, you know, big name show, and you know, why would you do that? You know, in an industry where everybody is already looking at you through three microscopes, you know, you're bringing forth new information. You know, this is a few years ago or whatever. You know, why would you make yourself look insane? You know, why would you, you know, like you had Nico Haupt yelling, "I am a no planer," down, you know, there's no reason for that. You know, I mean, I don't see the reason. I think I could go to Ground Zero tomorrow and meet up with the guys on there and just talk about Building 7. And yeah, I would probably talk about the no playthings with the people that I already know. But as far as, you know, getting into it and just yelling about it and trying to cause diversions, you know, that's a problem. And that's what they have. That's what they've put us all under this umbrella. Anyone that believes that a plane didn't hit the World Trade Center is automatically a divisive person. Yeah, that's the problem.
And you guys, you know, we can only hear so much on the radio. This Nico Haupt guy legit looks like a meth addict. So then not only have they put these three people out there that are totally nuts about the no plane thing to make anybody that talks about no planes look nuts, then when somebody like Simon Shack comes out with September Clues and wants nothing to do with these people start promoting his movie. They start trying to associate their name to him. And it's crazy how they do it. They try and hijack the new ideas as they come in and make them as their own. That's how these gatekeepers do it. It's unbelievable. But I'm just going to play a quick – this weren't one of the newer ones. We'll play some Nico Haupt stuff after, and we'll laugh our balls off about it. This is the guy screaming about no planes, but he's talking about all types of crazy stuff, grabbing people's throat at Ground Zero, laying on the ground, getting water dumped on his face, screaming no plane. It's out of control. But this is Ace Baker, okay? This guy appeared on the scene just months after September Clues. Started acting like Simon Shack's friend, and he wanted to help promote the movie. And he brought it over to Jim Fetzer and Judy Wood and Rosalie Grable and all these people. And then months later, he said, 98% of everything in that garbage. Look at my film. And then he goes on the Jim Fetzer show after getting a little bit of notoriety. He's the new no-planer now. He represents the no-planes, at least they like to think. And he actually fakes a suicide on the air. It's only 2 minutes, guys. I'm going to play it right here, and we'll be right back. You guys got to hear how ridiculous this is. This is the slander campaign they use against the no planers.
Ace, I care so much about your work.
About me, and I can't take it anymore.
Ace, I care so much about your work.
Just stop doing 9/11.
Ace, look. Listen to me a second. People who are very original in the field are often not appreciated at the time. I have so much confidence in your work that it's a prominent part of the new book I'm editing on the 9/11 controversies. I feature you regularly on the program.
I need to say to my daughters, you know, girls, I love you. And I know that 9/11 has taken a lot of me away from you, and I'm sorry for that. And I hope that someday that you'll forgive me for that.
Making them sound nuts.
To my wife, Claire, I just want to say that I love you, and I'm sorry. I'm really sorry for everything. And to my parents, Mom, Dad, I miss you, and I want to come home.
Ace, I want to come home. We need you, Ace. We need you. I need you. The world needs you. These are temporary problems. Innovators in their fields are frequently unappreciated. My God, Al Galileo was subjected to an inquisition, prosecuted by the church. Galileo, for God's sake.
I'm coming home.
All right, well, there you have it. I guess Brian's probably
now you guys know why they have they try to make the no planes look crazy. Do you see this? And if you guys see Rosalie Grable, I can't show you a video right now. You really need the video to see it. It's this really she looks like a fortune teller that's like schizophrenic, and she starts talking about TV fakery, but then she starts talking about molecular disassociation, and she talks about vector mathematics when numbers don't necessarily go in order, and all this crazy stuff. You're lost within 5 minutes. You don't even know what the fuck she's saying. And that those are the people they put out to represent the those are the people they put out to represent the TV fakery. That's what they do. They don't want the people to get the real information out. Justin, you can hear me, right?
Yep.
Now, I have that little video of Burmese when somebody called about September clues. I kind of want to play a little bit of that for a second. Now, watch what he does. You guys heard Simon Shack on here last week. He's a very well-spoken person. He's a very hard researcher. I've looked at a lot of his stuff. I mean, the guy's analyzing thousands of hours of video and pitches that nobody else is doing, okay? That's hard work. Okay, the people on his forum are doing hard work. And then when somebody calls the Alex Jones show to talk about it, well, let's hear what Burma says about it. And watch what he says. He tries to say that it's Nico Haupt and the web theory behind September Clues. I won't play the whole thing.
Sean in Minneapolis, you're on the line.
Hey, good evening to you, Jason. I want to get your perspective. I just saw a documentary recently called September Clues. Have you seen it?
Yes, I have.
What's your take on it?
I think it's total bull. All right. Listen, the one thing that they keep playing over and over again, nose out, nose out, nose out, West Ham, nose out. Look, that's one video. Then you look at the other videos from the other side that are much closer. And yeah, it does look like there is this protruding thing on the other side. You know, I don't know whether it's the fuselage on the plane, whether or not it was a drone, or maybe it shot a missile, or maybe it's one of the engines that pierces through. But that doesn't prove to me, quote unquote, TV fakery. On top of that, there are now, September Clues came out probably like, I want to say close to two years ago, maybe a little bit more. It was just before we released Loose Change Final Cut. I'm pretty sure they put it out. Anyway, there are even more videos of the second plane hitting the World Trade Center released by Pentbomb only 6 months ago. A lot of the videos that were taken by amateurs. Now, anybody who, some of the amateurs were across the Hudson River, okay? And the one in particular that I like to point to that literally to
what
me
PlayStation 2 looking videos.
Fakery even is a remote possibility is the one over the Hudson River, where you can barely see the plane. I mean, it's like this little gray blotch with wings. And as it approaches the World Trade Center, it almost blends in as they're similar colors. You know what I'm saying? And this video will coincide with the Jennifer Spell video, the CNN video, all this other stuff, right? And the flash is still there when you can barely see the plane. That flash under the right-hand side of the fuselage, basically a little bit to the left of where the
flash. What kind of rabbit trail is the flash?
You're telling me that they faked all the media reports. Then they faked all the amateur footage. No one caught amateur footage of the plane not hitting the building and never released it because the government is all powerful and that's something they don't control. I mean, for example, you know, when they shot that guy in Oakland and they said, the cameras didn't work. And this is in the subway system. About six other people caught it on their cell phone cameras. You know what I'm saying? So someone would have caught the building exploding without a plane hitting it, and they wouldn't have been able to doctor it. It would have hit somewhere. You know what I'm saying? On top of that evidence, I mean, you have hundreds of eyewitnesses.
And I do have a video of the building exploding without a plane, by the way.
Hit the building. Then you look at the shape of the hole. It's the exact shape of the hole that the plane hit. In other words, it has the two wing sections. It has the body section in the exact spot the videos show. And then there's just so many things wrong with it. They try to overlay videos on top of one another and say that the landscape is wrong. I can tell you from firsthand, from shooting in different, you know, with a wide angle lens, with a regular lens, shooting at 720 by 480 instead of 640 by 360, all these different things, that of course it's going to be different. You're shooting at a separate angle from a separate place. With a
guys, I know it's not very unprofessional. Yeah. We're going to go beat this guy up.
Hold on. I
want
to hit that first try.
Look, go ahead.
That sounds like a Dallas Goldbug fucking answer right there. We got the 780s, the 620s, the 520s.
Dude, everybody's laughing. He's acting like everybody's never used a different camera with, like, a different perspective. Like, it makes buildings move. Dude, there's buildings that move six blocks away. How does a camera perspective make you do that when you change a lens? How does it make the Veronazzo Bridge walk, like, across the screen? You know what I'm saying?
And have extra supports on it too and everything. It's just insane.
Guys, this guy is just totally full of shit. I'm telling anybody out there that's listening right now, Alex Jones, Luke Radowski, Jason Burmis, those are about the three biggest pieces of crap in the truth movement, and their main goal is actually to keep the truth of 9/11 from you. How's that? How's that for a mind fuck? Sorry for the swear, but that's what it is.
Is total bull, okay? It's total bull. I can't even tell you how much bull it is. And it comes from a theory that was out there pretty much right after the attacks of holograms hitting the buildings instead of, you know, TV fakery.
Nobody said hologram.
And that woman, you know, she did some good research at first. I met her. She's out of her mind. She had like half of her hair cut up crazily, riding a bike and talking about, you know, I'm not kidding, man. And this is someone I conversed with back in 2002, thinking that some of her research was legitimate. Don't be fooled. And the main person, by the way, who's behind all this Westcam and the digital fakery and this whole thing, you know, he's a meth addict. I met him on the fourth anniversary of 9/11 when we only had Loose Change 1 done. We were working on Loose Change 2nd edition at the time. And I'm talking to this guy, you know, back and forth, and he's telling me that the videos are faked. And I'm like, well...
You're talking about Simon Shack?
No, I'm not talking about the guy that actually did the movie. I'm talking about the guy that the research is based on.
Oh, he doesn't even want to say his name.
I don't even want to say his name, to be honest. If you type in meth addict, 9/11 truth, he's insane. He's absolutely out of his mind. He puts up YouTube videos where he's wearing masks and they're talking about the murder of Dan Wallace of We Are Changed. No one murdered Dan Wallace. I happen to know what happened to him.
Ready for his credibility?
It wasn't foul play.
Watch his credibility.
You know, I met him on several occasions. I'm good friends with Luke Radowski. You know, these people, the same character was down at Ground Zero this year, right? Okay? While I was handing out DVDs and trying to tell people the truth about 9/11, you want to know what he was doing? I'm going to tell you. He was wearing an Alex Jones mask, and he was with another person who was dressed up like Puff the Magic Dragon. He was in a Puff the Magic Dragon outfit. Okay, while the other lunatic is in an Alex Jones mask, screaming, ranting, and raving, has like a flag up of, you know, 9/11 truth co-opted TV fakery, and the other guy is dressed up like Puff the Magic Dragon. Now, I'm trying to have a serious movement.
So instead of people like me and Justin sitting down here with you guys, describing clips, showing you examples of buildings disappearing, things being out of place, they make it sound like it's a bunch of meth heads with Puff of Magic Dragon suits talking about holograms. Do you see where this is going?
It's no difference in the cognitive dissonance that is pushed, you know, by the mainstream media.
This is the real information. Oh, I'm sorry. I'll take care of that. This is the real information, guys. Of 9/11. This is really what's going on, okay? And I'm not saying there's other angles that aren't true that didn't happen or whatever, but the main idea of the day, it was a big media hoax, and they do not want the media involvement to be found out. And once you go down the second plane road, you're getting close. Even when you don't realize it for a while, you're getting close because you're looking at fake video. You're looking for fake video going on. And, you know, until you do that, it's really hard to notice, you know. Now when I look at it, I'm like, oh, that's so sloppy. Look at them, yada, yada, yada. Let's be honest, though. For 10 years, Justin, I mean, for something that's 10 years old, too, they did a pretty good job.
Yeah, I think so. I think that there was definitely some intentional... You think
whistleblower mistakes?
What's that?
You think whistleblower mistakes? Leaving things out, putting things in to get caught type thing? Or
I almost do. I think in some ways
it is a huge project. It's a lot bigger than the moon project. I think it's much bigger. Once you start involving 3,000 identities and 4 airplanes, and I just think it's a much bigger hoax.
Yeah, I would say so too. And I mean, it changed the world a lot more than the. I mean, I wasn't alive when the moon thing happened, but I know that was a see the difference is that was like a positive reinforcement for the U.S. as you know in the world as opposed to this being negative, you know, to the U.S. and the world. You know, I think that's the big difference, obviously. You know, so I mean, I think it was definitely one of the biggest black projects they've ever run.
See, I want to talk a little bit about some of these trolls that they really have out there right now, guys. You know, they have. You guys got to understand something. 9/11. We could even start with the moon. Let's start with the moon, and let's start with NASA. NASA is, no matter what you think is going on, whether they're going to the moon or they're not, they're taking a shitload of money from all the taxpayers, okay? I mean, bottom line, it's a big, huge money hole. They're taking tons of money. 9/11 is like, it's unbelievable with all these fake memorial funds set up and just all the wars that they're going and countries they're destroying and the contracts they get into rebuilding and the oil contracts and the opium. And now we're going into Northern Africa. Now we're taking their resources. It's and insider trading and everything else that went on. It's this absolute huge cash cow. It's the biggest scam ever. And it was pulled off on all of us. And the entire media was complicit in it. I think if we can really bring this out, man, I think we can really do some damage here. Some real damage. And even if we don't, I just have I have like an obligation to tell people, man. How can you let people live in fear like this when this is all bullshit? How can you walk around and let people you know hate people because they're from another country? Because they think they want to blow them up when that's really the stupidest thing you've ever heard in your life. It drives me nuts.
It really does. You know, and I heard something the other day that would make a lot more sense. It's funny, you know, just in, it's not funny, but, you know, it just kind of goes to show. If there really was these angry jihadists out there, you know, that wanted to, you know, to you know, hijack aircraft and fly them into somewhere, and do a lot of damage. Now, I think the number one place that I would hit would be a nuclear place. You know, I think that if you want to ruin cities, you want to ruin towns. I know over by the one in Pennsylvania, that what's it, 3 Mile Island?
Just there, me. There's one 45 you know, minutes north of me.
Yeah.
There's exactly. One in Seabrook, yeah. New Hampshire. It's 45 minutes north of me, and I'm only 20 more minutes north of Boston.
Exactly. You know, that's the thing. You talk about
it's bullshit, Justin. It's bullshit. We got to tell everybody. They don't want to do that. You know how people would think through their head, how could these people want to get on these airplanes and want to kill themselves and do that? They don't. They don't want to do that. Just the way you were thinking, how could they want to do that? They don't want to do that. Just the people on the TV are telling you they want to do that, and the people in the newspaper. If you take your TV and you throw it out your window and smash it on the ground and you don't read the newspaper no more, guess what? You'll probably never think that there's going to be another terrorist that's going to try and come kill you. Because it's all bullshit. It's all bullshit. They don't want to blow us up. But it's been used for so many things over here. And I mean, just stupid little things like extra security you got to pay for at the airport. Who do you think makes money on that? I mean, people just make money all over the place. All these fake foundations, where's that money going? It's all fake. It's all bogus. It's all bogus. And all day today, I had all these trolls attacking me, saying, oh, you're being disrespectful this, disrespectful that. How could you talk about this? Yada, 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 yada. And I was, how many times did I politely just ask for a name, and I couldn't get a name out of these people? And a whole 24 hours and 95 comments went by, and I still couldn't get a name. Not as much as a name. They couldn't even go get a fake name out of the VCF and throw it at me. No, they just couldn't give me a name because I don't even deserve to hear a name. It's just because you're saying you know somebody that died there. It's all bullcrap. I do think there probably are 20 or so people that relocated, maybe 30. Some of the pilots, some of the more prominent people took extra money. And yes, maybe some of their family members really do believe that they disappeared. But other than that, very, 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 very minute group of people, it's a total scam by everybody else.
I think, you know, and as far as that goes, I mean, you know, it's starting to get to the point to where people are embracing it more. So, I mean, you know, you have even veterans today with Stuart Ogilvy. He's done a couple, you know, articles on it and whatnot. You know, it's not like what we're saying is totally it shouldn't be taboo. That's the thing. If you want, if you're looking for truth, you know, I mean, you at least have to look down this road. If you're not looking down the road and looking for, you know, it's the government. What haven't they faked? What haven't they tried to fake? You know, that's the thing that really bothers me about it. It's like, you know, yeah, you don't trust the thing they say, but then you trust everything that, you know, that you know, their official photographs and everything. And, you know, that's the whole thing here. And I know it's deep to just say, well, hey, you know, I'm just gonna go. And but, you know, I think that we have to, knowing what their track record. If we didn't do it, I think we'd be doing ourselves a disservice. And you know, we weren't the first ones to stumble onto this stuff. But no. You know, I'll be damned if I'm not going to expose it. You know, because
you're damn right.
It's not being exposed. You know, and I thank Brian for rejuvenating, you know, myself into this, because, you know, this is something that I've known for a couple of years. I've known that there was no planes at the World Trade Center, but you know what? I knew that they faked the jumpers. I knew a lot of this other stuff, but I dropped it because, I, you know, the between the trolls and between the fact of it just seemed like a losing battle. And now that
I'm pissed because that ain't happening.
I hear you, but well, see, the thing is, now I see that, you know, it's actually getting some momentum and people are actually looking into it. And you know, things are looking up. I think, you know, that it's time. You know, it's high time that. You know, that we really, you know, look into this and everything.
There's no more taboo, man. You're looking into the biggest crime of all time. How can there be areas that are taboo? How can people in the truth movement accept the fact that the four airplanes are fake, which means 266 passengers are fake, but you can't even begin to question if any of the people in the towers are fake? How does that even make sense?
You know why? Because that was something I think that just there are certain things that have just made it through the truth movement, you know, and it just got to be that people just, you know, accepted them in time. And, you know, and that was a hard thing to come through with it, because I was one of the people, this is probably 4 years ago or so, someone asked me to help out with a genealogy project, you know, just looking up the Vic Sims. Yeah, I didn't look into the morphing of the pictures, but just the fact that, you know, these names weren't coming up. And, you know, I think that like I said, this thing, and for only, what, 20-something people to come up out of 200-something people, you know, that's insane, you know. And I think that the whole thing about it, as far as Brian said, I think that the main things that the people that probably took a deal.
What I think Justin was trying to say is, what was he trying to say? And for a long time that, you know, it was considered disinfo to even look into the no plane theory, right? Now, I wasn't around for all that, so how was it disinfo to look into anything? I mean, you got to look into the whole situation, don't you? And that's where the 9/11 Truth Movement did such a good job. Let me get Justin back. He's ready now. I'm kind of just rambling on. I'm not even sure if that's exactly where he was.
United States of America.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on...
All right, everybody, we're back. We just reestablished with Justin. He's going to be with us in 1 second, so you're not going to have to wait for a commercial break. Let me just... I'll be able to bring Justin into the cook hall right now. Justin, you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, we should be back on the air. Sorry about that, guys. We lost connection for a minute. We were going to go to a break, but thankfully we're back. So we lost about the last minute of what you said.
Pretty much, I guess I was just talking about the cognitive dissonance and whatnot, and how, you know, so many people look up to these people, you know, in the truth movement and whatnot, and then, you know, it's like they don't want to go against the grain, and you know, the main thing is that people are just afraid of you know, of actually, you know, going, you know, it's just like I said, it's like the, I don't know if you heard me, but it's like, you know, when you're in high school, and you have the cliques and the cool kids, and everyone wants to be part of the cool kids. It's almost like it's that all over again. I don't know. I, you know, it's really just amazing to me that people won't even look into this stuff, and that's pretty much my main thing. And I think, you know, this is the key to bringing down the mainstream media, the alternative media too. I don't know. It's pretty much all I got on 9/11. I don't know if you wanted to finish up if you had anything else that you want. I know you've had a rough week with the trolls, so.
Well.
I want to get in the blue.
You know what? I do want to spend. Give me 10 minutes. I just want to go over a couple things real quick. You know, because I've come on here probably a good 10-15 different episodes. Telling you guys about, you know, all my research on 9/11, and you know, I learn things as goes along the way, and there's been probably small mistakes I've made. Pretty much still everything I've come to tell you checks out. It's just I just want to clarify some things so you know what what I believe happened on the morning of 9/11. I'm just gonna get it out real quick. If anybody wants to call in and ask a question, fine. And then we're just gonna get moving on to the new stuff. I just got about a few things. What I think happened, obviously, I do not think any planes hit the World Trade Center. I do think that the military, FEMA, or some other sort of agency sealed off Manhattan from the north right around the time of what the first plane strike would be. Okay? It got severely smoked out so people could not see the actual when the towers did come down over the next few hours. And there were no people in the buildings. There were no people close to the towers. That was all CGI graphics, and I have a lot of evidence of that. Anybody doubting this, you can go to the September Clue site and check out all the imagery analysis all around the towers. Or if you want, I will set some stuff up on the site tomorrow for all you guys. All the people close to the towers were absolutely dropped in there from being on blue screen, green screen, whatever. Farther up the street, you know, maybe like where Rick Leventhal was, maybe a little farther up. Sure, there might have been some real street interviews. A little farther away, a little more barricaded away. And anybody that was interviewed was an actor. Maybe some real people did stop in, so they took their interview, and I'm sure they probably would have edited it out. We did not see any real collapse footage on 9/11. Okay? None of it. All those videos you all studied for all the years. Remember the smoking gun? World Trade Center 7. You remember? World Trade Center 7, the smoking gun? The 10-second collapse, yada, 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 yada. It's all fake, guys, okay? And I know you don't have to take my word for it. And I did not just take somebody's word for it, and I did go do the research, and I did go through over 50 to 100 different collapse animations of Tower 7, and there are a billion discrepancies with them, from leaning right to leaning left, to having sunlight, to having not sunlight, to having fire on the west side, to not having fire on the west side, to being the wrong color building. Just all different issues. I am pretty much under the conviction now that all of the people they showed us running around the towers, the dust clouds, the collapse footage, and the airplane crashes were all computer generated. And I know it sounds far-fetched, but if you will at least look and take my word, because I have never steered you wrong yet, take my word and go look at the collapse animations. Go look at the synthetic crowds. Tell me that I'm wrong. At least try and prove me wrong. You're not going to be able to do it. Now, we don't have the whole thing figured out, but we do know they simulated 3,000 victims. We do know they brought down like 9 World Trade Center buildings at some time during that day against code, filled with asbestos, and probably for a lot cheaper than they had to. And we do know that they probably shut down everybody's camera, so there's no real video of that day. And that is pretty much the gist of it. That's about it. Took me 6 minutes.
Not bad.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think for the most part, I can't debunk anything that you just said. I'll tell you that. As far as that goes, you know, I just wonder about it. As far as, you know, which people, my whole opinion is they made up the whole, everyone that was a hero. Those stories were already in place, you know, well beforehand, you know, the
Flight
93 heroes, you know, and a lot of this stuff, you know, and that just goes without saying, but, you know, it's just something that, you know, of course, you just got to look into the EXIF data on the pictures on the CNN memorials, which were took down, you know, and that was a big thing, too, for them to take those down. People were trying to get screenshots while they were still up, you know, because once, you know, a couple forums started ripping into these and realizing that, you know, that these were edited on 9/11 or before it, you know, which is insane, that they would, you know, have a crystal ball and know, you know, which person was going to die. You know what I mean? It's obviously not something that you can predict. You know, so I mean, you know, it's just really, you know, I pretty much agree with everything Brian said. You know, I just think that as far as it goes, you know, I think that we just gotta, you know, start 1 foot at a time, and, you know,
I forgot one thing important, guys. They closed off Manhattan before the World Trade Center opened for tourists at 9:30. They closed the subways. And they let nobody in those buildings. That was the number one thing, is nobody dies that day. Nobody was allowed anywhere near the World Trade Center complex. And it came down underneath one of the oldest military tricks ever. Smoke screens.
Right. Just when you see... Now, here's the thing, too. Now, I just want to add to that. You can see in these pictures. And now, this was Let's Roll Forums that brought this out. Of the smoke machines. Smoke machines at the Pentagon, smoke machines at both towers. And what those did is they were pumped out white smoke, some pumped out black smoke. What they did was just totally misted up the area. So if you did have a view from across the water, if you did have a view from somewhere, you couldn't see them, you know, dropping the buildings in the middle or when they did, all you saw was dust and smoke. And that's what all, you know, that's all they needed to do was just cheap special effects. You know, as far as that goes, I think that it's, you know, pretty easy to see when you see smoke, this, you know, weird colors of smoke that's supposed to be a certain temperature, you know, and it's this, you know, it's I don't know, you know, it like Brian said, it's just, you know, too many discrepancies to rule out, you know, CGI media fakery. I don't know. I you know, for right now, I think, you know, that's all I'm gonna say on it. You know, but I'm always still learning. We're always still learning. If anyone has anything else new that they wanna hit us up with, always, you know, we're, you know, me and Brian both on Facebook. It's easy to get a hold of us. Yeah, I don't know. That's it. What did you want to get into next, or anything else on the 9/11 tip you wanted to get off?
Yeah,
your...
There was a couple of things I did want to mention on it. I just, you know, let me give you guys this link, really. Please, guys, please take this link. It's in the chat. Okay? Go to this site. Let's see. Why is it not copying for me? Hold on. Let me just get it up there in the chat for you guys. I really want you guys to get this.
Hey, are we back?
Yeah, what happened? Did we go down? You hear me, right? Justin? Doesn't seem like Justin hears me, but we're live. I'll hang up on him and call him back. Guys, we're still live. I'm going to put a link I want you guys to really, really, really check out. I'm going to put it on the site right now. Put it up in the chat. Oh, yeah, it's there. I want you to go there, guys. Justin, you here? Shows that Justin's connected, but we can't hear him right now. I don't know what the story is with you guys. Justin? Yeah, he's having a little connection issue. I'll keep talking until he gets connected. Guys, please. I understand the things I'm telling you guys is, like, crazy. Crazy. Especially if you guys are just learning about 9/11. To come from out of nowhere, to have somebody tell you that it's an absolute media fakery job with computer-generated imagery on the ground, actors up the street, fake families, fake foundations, fake fucking buildings being brought down under the skies of smoke. Guys, listen. I know how it sounds. I mean, it's got to sound crazy. It's got to sound crazy. Of course it does. Of course it sounds crazy. All right? But it's the truth. It's the truth. I want you guys to go to that site. There's a lot of links there. Some of them will say imagery analysis. Some of them will say, destructing 9/11. Especially the imagery analysis ones. Then go to all the collapse animations. Go to all the Pentagon and Shanksville. Go to all the tower animations. All the plane animations. Just look how ridiculous it is, guys. You'll see it. 9/11 was a prefabricated movie. I'm sorry, And just like a while ago, we came to the realization that a lot of the building was never finished and the victims were fake, the jumpers were fake, okay? So that still all applies. But we found out a lot of the people didn't work in the towers, okay? Well, I mean, it just goes on and on and on. I mean, it's quite the crazy story. Just about everything you saw on TV was just a prefabricated movie, guys. Prefabricated.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, well, we're on the air.
They keep saying there's a problem with our connection for some reason.
Yeah, I know. We're getting a little screwed here.
All right. Well, I guess we're back. Can you hear me, Bri?
Yeah, I can hear you. Justin? Hey,
we back?
We're on the air. Sorry, everybody. Don't know what to tell you. We're back on the air, though.
Wow. That's a lot of interference tonight. I wonder what it is. Wonder if it's the trolls at it again.
Yeah, we just lost like two-thirds of our listeners, too. That sucks.
Wow. All right, well, hopefully people will realize we're back on. Anyway, I don't know. What did you want to get into? Were you still explaining it?
I think that was pretty much it with 9/11. I wanted to know how you guys deal with the trolls. How do you deal with it? They were really getting to me today. I mean, when they're really on you.
You know, the main thing about them is you know, it depends. I mean, you have your trolls who are just, you know, you probably have three kinds of trolls. You have your paid troll. You have your troll that is just doing it because they're, so deeply in belief that what you're saying is wrong. They do. They're in there and they're going to deflect away from any points you're making that are good. They're going to go after your straw man, pretty much. The other ones are, then you would go to the second ones, which is the ones that just believe that you're wrong or, not good for the cause or whatever. And they're just going to probably go off ad hominem and tell you that what you're doing isn't right for the movement or, that it's just disinfo. You see words like disinfo. matter just because, you know, they have nothing better to do. And those ones, you're better off not even wasting your breath on, because, I mean, you know, they're there just to eat up your time, or like, you know, 17-year-old kids who have nothing better to do. You know, it depends on what the subject is. You know, how do I do the trolls? I think that.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of election, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night, guerrillas by instead of armies by day.
Everything we want to sit and write in our midst, but we don't really give a fuck, that's the twist. Once you fall into the trap, it's abyss. Somebody took a bullet for your right to exist. When they slide that by you, they give you a rival, a rifle, your G.I. Joe. Hold on to your Bible, listen about survival. That is what a street might flow. Everything is gonna be my way. See, I do not play with the CIA. In the dirt is where they must lay. You see, them motherfuckers murdered JFK. But that was also an outside job, just like 9/11 done by the Mossad. No doubt about it. Anybody who had a voice, Martin, Robert, Malcolm, name your choice.
I'm on some wild shit this year. You bet your guns I'm in here. It ain't no fun to this year. I ain't the one to miss here. I'm on some wild shit this year. You bet your guns I'm in here. It ain't no fun to this year.
Infiltrated to Patriot radio station. The collectors are busy gathering information. This is no way to conduct a Patriot meeting. Council for National Policy is where they're eating. AJ gets no respect. Pretty soon he will host the show with Glenn Beck. How much rat poison is in a tuna fish? When will they turn him into a lunatic? These are questions that I ask myself as I sit back and ponder how vast the wealth. The die's been cast, at last you pass the help. If you think that I'm lying, you should blast yourself. Ted Pike is a friend of mine. Mr. Jones booked him and then declined, because he did not want to debate the fact that Israel is a rabid little state. They call me anti-Semitic, picture that. If that's true, I'm a Nigerian diplomat. The same old guest, he brings on the chit and chat. It sound like pussy, I got a verbal dip for that. Mr. Jones, let me get this right. Jack Blood got bitched out by your wife, because he wasn't pushing your material right. I trust Jack Blood with my motherfucking life. Yeah.
My balls are all out this year. It ain't no fun to this year. If you don't trust in this year, you might as well slit your wrist here. My balls are all out this year. Believe I weighed the risk here. When patriots get rich here, you may be on the list here.
That I do not intend to permit, to the extent that it's in my control. And no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a type of...